Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
A review of a mentoring scheme for parents of children detained in Oberstown has shown improvements in participants' self-confidence, emotional well-being, in hope, parental skills and indeed in family relationships as well. This assessment was carried out by Lekela Mentoring, which matches trained volunteer mentors with the parents or the carers of children who've committed crimes and have been detained in Oberstown, Ireland's only child detention facility. I'm joined here in studio now by one of those volunteering mentors, Rita McInerney, and by the CEO of Lekela Mentoring, Anne Conroy. You're both very welcome to Drive Time. Anne, you run Lekela Mentoring. Tell me about the organisation and what you hope to achieve, what you do.
Okay, so Lekela Mentoring is a national voluntary organisation which supports young people who have offended through youth mentoring and parent mentoring. And we have over 230 volunteer mentors nationally. And we provide mentoring for young people on probation and their parents or carers. And we work very much in partnership with the probation service, with youth organisations, and most recently with Oberstown Children Detention Campus. And it's about giving young people a second chance and trying to divert them from crime and supporting their parents to be able to cope, I suppose, with their children.
And I suppose what we're talking about today particularly is supporting the parents of children who, for whatever reason, find themselves in detention. And you've conducted this review that I alluded to in my introduction of the programme. And the feedback sounds good.
That's right. So in 2017, we started a parent mentoring project for parents who had children in Oberstown. And that's a first of its kind internationally. And I suppose at the start, parents were telling us that they felt very much low self-esteem, very much under pressure, stressed out.
Do they blame themselves?
A lot of that, and a lot of shame about their children being in Oberstown. Sometimes they can be very isolated from their families and in their communities.
So as part of your mentoring programme, then obviously you need to recruit people who have a skill set, parents who are, I suppose, open, available, people like yourself, Rita. Why did you get involved?
I got involved with Lekela because, first of all, I had time in my hands and I wanted to volunteer. But from my own parenting experience, I found that if you needed things to change, the only person you could change was yourself. And when you do respond differently to your children and family situations, this can make a great difference. And I also found that there's a lot that can be learned about parenting, that it isn't necessarily a natural skill.
And yeah, we don't arrive fully formed.
Well,
far from it.
Yeah, and I felt that this was the experience I could bring to Lekela.
Right, so Anne, you then match people like Rita with parents who have children in detention. Tell me about that process and how you bring them together.
Okay, so we recruit volunteers from the community. They don't have to have any special backgrounds or training, but they have to have, I suppose, an open mind and be interested in helping people and kind of making a difference in their community. And we have, I suppose, a very strict vetting and recruitment in terms of the people that volunteer. We provide very comprehensive training for them, and then once they've kind of passed all that, we match up the volunteer mentors with either young people or, in this case, parents. Mm. And the parents, it's offered to them. It's totally voluntary. If they want to take it up or not, they can decide.
But is it offered now, Anne, to the parents or carers of every child who has a detention period in Oberstown?
Yes, it is. Yes, and we found in terms of reviewing what happened in Oberstown that parents were really committed to their son's welfare, but under a lot of pressure. The review showed that there were improvements in their self confidence, in their well being, in hope for the future, and in kind of their ability to cope with kind of parenting and family relationships. Mm.
Fathers and mothers, or is it mostly mothers?
I mean, mostly parents of children in Oberstown, it's mostly mothers, parenting alone mostly.
Sometimes grandmothers,
sometimes
probably.
Sometimes it can be grandparents as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, typically you're talking about parents dealing with very difficult, very challenging family situations.
Rita, how do you break the ice? You're not going to tell us about the individual personal experiences you have, but in the round, if you like, how do you break the ice? How do you sit down and find common ground? Mm.
That was something that actually concerned me when I started. You know, you're meeting a complete stranger, but these parents are so willing to have a chat and so delighted that, and grateful that there's somebody that will listen to their situation. And my experience has been a cup of coffee, sit with a parent and just have a chat and listen to what they have to say. And, you know, over time, trust builds, and they can, they're often coping with extremely difficult circumstances. And,
like what?
Well, I suppose my experience has been, say, mental health issues.
Would you see financial issues? Homelessness.
I haven't dealt with homelessness, but certainly mental health issues, resources issues, and they are, these are amazingly resilient people who have coped really well. But when they get some, they feel somebody cares and somebody who will sit and listen, they can really make, it can make a great difference to them.
And how much of your time is involved?
Well, I think the usual slot for Lekayla is 1 to 3 hours per week, I think, Anne. That's the usual, I think.
Yes.
And the commitment.
Typically, mentoring would last a year, maybe, I mean, could last longer, but typically it would last a year. And we would ask volunteers to commit for, you know, an evening or a session a week.
And at the end of the year, what are you hoping for, Anne? What are you hoping for these parents? Because you would hope in a lot of cases children are in short-term detention. So what's the hope when their children are released?
Yes, well, as you said, children in detention, and when they come out of detention, mostly they're heading home. So it's really important to try and give some support to parents to help them cope so that they might be stronger themselves in terms of coping with their children. And, you know, it's our experience and all the research says if parents are feel better supported and more able to cope, that's better in terms of outcomes for children as well. So a big part of it is around confidence and having some hope for the future.
And you would match the child as well with a youth mentor if they agree to it, I presume. That's none of this can be compulsory.
Absolutely. It's all voluntary. The mentors are voluntary. Young people or parents taking part is voluntary. We have a youth mentoring service nationally, and we a lot of our mentors would be matched with young people. And again, we get really positive feedback from young people.
But the end of the day is the measurement of success that the teenagers who've been in trouble will now manage to try and turn their lives around and stay away from crime.
Well, that is what you're trying to promote, obviously. I mean, the reality is that recidivism rates for young people are quite high. So, you know, mentoring isn't a magic bullet. We don't have any illusions about that. But it does help in terms of reduce offending. And we did have some research done on the youth mentoring, which showed that there was a 28% reduction in youth offending from in terms of the young people who took part. But it really is trying to divert from crime, point the way, give opportunities, encourage young people to see that there are other things they can do. And again, hope is a big thing in terms of other options and things that they might think about.
And Rita, you've talked about, I suppose, you had time on your hands, you wanted to give back something. How long have you been doing it now, and how many individual parents have you been involved with, been mentoring and so on?
I've volunteered with Lekayla over the last, I think, 5 years with a little break in the middle. I've worked with three different families. And the work is just so rewarding. It's a great privilege to see the change that families, that you can see and hear them tell their own story and the confidence growing for the parent. And I have to say, Lekayla is just a great organisation to volunteer with.
You know, for people who might be listening who think maybe that's something I'd like to do, you'd recommend?
I would highly recommend it, and I would highly recommend the work and the volunteering with Lekayla, the parent mentoring. But Lekayla provides great training. They're a very professional organisation, and they provide great training, support for the mentors, and they really value their mentors. And I would highly recommend
You, Anne? We're primarily funded by the Department of Justice.
Okay, have you enough?
There's never enough. And of course, we'd like more, and we'd like to be offer the service in parts of the country that we're not currently in. But for people who might be interested and think, you know, that's something I'd like to find more about, if they look at our website, lecaila.ie, there's more information that people can find.
Okay, well, thank you both very much for coming in. Anne Conroy there, CEO of Lecaila Mentoring, and volunteer mentor Rita McInerney. We'll